Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's shiur for chapter of the laws of Matanis Aniyim, the gifts that are given to the poor, which contain the mitzvah of tzedakah, which will be elaborated on the next few chapters, and it contains 15 halachas. For further information concerning the shiurim, or to dedicate a shiur, call Sichas in English, area code 718-778-5436. The Rambam begins as follows. Mitzvah saseh litin tzedakah l'aniyei Yisrael, it is a positive commandment to give tzedakah to the poor amongst the Jewish people. And mitnei daki shalom yu'alsa mefarnes aniyei akamim aniyei Yisrael, which we'll explain later on. Kefi mashurai l'ani, as much as the ani needs. Like we see different times, it could be that if someone was used to having wealth, it will be explained. And then he became poor, you have to give him according to his status that he had. Im haisa yad hanaisin masagis, if the person who gives could afford, so then you should give according to the ani's what he needs. Shanama for a tzazen de chumash, paseach tiftach as yadach alay, tzazen de varum 15:8, you shall surely open your hand to him. The nama, and it says another pasuk, ve'achzakta bay, ge'er v'teisha v'chayimach, in vayikra, 25 in Psukim 35 it says, and you shall uphold him as a stranger, a settler shall he live with you, that you, and then the next pasuk in Vayikra, pasuk 36 says, Zachei Achich Imach, your brother, that he may live with you. Halacha Bezachol Arei Ani Mevakish Vehelem Einav Mimenev Leinasmai Tzedakah, whoever sees a poor man begging for tzedakah and turns his eyes away and does not give him, he has transgressed the negative commandment. Shenema for the Chumash says in Devarim 15:7, you shall not hide in your heart nor shut your hand from your needy brother. According to what the ani lacks, you have to give him if the ani does not have clothing, you have to give him clothing to cover himself. If he does not have any utensils in the house, they should be bought for him. And mainly Isha, if he does not have a wife, Messina, so you should help him to get married. And the Gemara says in Ksubis, of Samach Zayinam and Beza, Sheikhasalei Zu Isha. What is lacking to him, this is a woman. And it says, Achenu Ema Esalei Ezer Kenegda, I will make him an Ezer for him, which is, goes on a wife. The Maisa Isha Masin Aisal Ish, and if we were dealing with a woman, so she should be given in marriage to a man. Afila Yidaka Shalza Ani Lirkav Al Asus. Even if it was the way of this poor person to previously drive on horses, but Avid Rats Lafanov, and to have slaves run in front of him, Vahani Viyad Minachasov, and he became poor and he lost his possessions, Kainim Le Sus Lirkav Alav. You buy him a horse to ride on, the avid lords in front of him, and a slave to run in front of him. Shanama for the Chumash says, Dei Mechse Ashayachsalei. It says in Devarim, in that parasha, that you should give him sufficient for his need and which he wants. And he finishes this halacha by saying, you're obligated to fill his desires. However, you are not obligated to restore his wealth to him. Yasum Shabala Siya Ish, if you have a case of orphan who has to get married, so Seichle Bias, you rent for him a house, Mitzin Le Mita, and you spread for him a bed, Chokli Tashmise, and all other utensils that he'll need, Vachakach Mitzin Le Ish, and then you marry him off. Hey, Ba Eni Vishol De Mechse. If a poor man comes and asks enough to satisfy his needs, however, the person who's giving cannot afford so much. So you give, the latter person gives according to that how much he can afford. And the Gemara says, in Bava Metzia, nothing titan. The Pasuk says, you shall surely give. I only know to give a big matana. How do you know a small matan if you can't afford a big one? So it says, Nasantitan, give anyway. kama, and now the Rambam says, how much is that? Ad chamishis nechasav, mitzvah min amuvcha. The echad me'asav b'nechasav beinani. The Rambam answers that if you're doing it, the mitzvah min amuvcha, in the most choice way of doing a mitzvah, you should give up to one-fifth of your possessions. And we had explained in Hilchas Erechin, over there the Rambam says that the Meister, you give a Meister, and up to a fifth is a Mitzvah min amuvchah. However, somebody who gives one-tenth of his possession is the middle person. Pachas mikan ayin ra. Less than that is a person who has an evil eye. Uva elam la yimna atnei mishlishis ha-shekel b'shana. Now the Rambam says that all times one should not permit himself to give less than one-third of a shekel per year. The cholaneisim pachas mizeh lekayim mitzvah, whoever gives less than that amount has not fulfilled the mitzvah tzedakah. Rafilo ani ha-mispanis min ha-tzedakah chayav litin tzedakah lachet. Even a poor man who has to come on to tzedakah to support himself, he also has a mitzvah tzedakah to give to another poor person. Ani shein makina yishivam, if a poor man comes to you and you do not recognize him, he says, Evani hachiluni, I am hungry, feed me. Ein beitkin achav, you don't have to go and examine, check out Shema Ramehu, maybe he is a cheat, he's a tricker, an imposter, and a finest in Hashem Yad, rather you give him to eat right away. Haya arim va'amer kasuni, if he was naked and he says, clothe me, beitkin achav Shema Ramehu. Then you do examine to see if there's any fraud here. The Mahayim Makirna say, however, if you recognize him, Machasne say, Lafi Kvedi Miyad, so then immediately you give him clothing to cover himself according to his dignity, Vaidin Beit Kinachav, and you do not have to check after him. In the Gemara, in Tzachim, you have over there different Machlaikis regarding this, and regarding when he comes for food, it says, you give him right away because he has the pain of hunger. And the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, praise the Rav Rachmecha. You should spread out to the hungry your food, which Gemara explains to mean, praise Miyad. You should immediately give it to him. And regarding clothing, it says, Kisira Armu Ksusei. When you'll see a person naked, then you shall clothe him. Now, of course, if he comes naked, you see him. So the Gemara explains, Kishayir Lecha. When you'll recognize that he is really naked, that he is not a cheat, then you should give him. Halacha, next halacha. Zayin. The finest in the mechasen ani goyim imani yisrael. You have to feed and clothe the poor amongst the non-Jews together with the poor Jews. Mipnei darki shalom, because of darki shalom. Ani mechaza al p'tochem. And a poor man who goes from door to door, ein is kakin le matanim ruba, avol nesin le matanim uratis. So one is not obligated to give him a large gift, rather you can give him a small gift. However, you are not allowed to turn down an ani empty-handed completely. You have to at least give him like one dry fig, as it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim 74:21, do not let the oppressed turn back in confusion. Like you, something at least you have to give him. Seems from the Rambam that he holds even by if he comes to your doorpost, you have to at least give him something. According to the way Tesis explains the sugi in Baba Basra, it could be referring only to the Gabi Tzedakah. Halacha Ches. Ein peichs in la'aniya eva mimakum mimakum mikika echad anim kebe pudin. Now the halacha is concerning an ani who's traveling from one place to another. So then you have to give him, you cannot give him anything less than one loaf of bread that sells for pundin when the price of wheat is one seller per four saw. Kishayachit na'abasayim b'seller. Kvar bi'arnu chalamidus. And we have previously explained in the Hilchas Erevin all these measurements, exactly what's a pundin, a saw, a seller, imlan, and if he is lodging over for the night sleeping, nesimle matzo lishan alav v'kesas litin tachas m'ashesav. You have to at least give him a mattress to sleep on and a pillow to put under his head, the shemen, the kidneys, as well as oil and pulse for him to have something at least to eat. Dim Shabbos, and if he stays over the Shabbos, nesmei mizain shleish studas, then you have to give him for Shabbos enough food which will provide him with three meals, the shemen, the kidneys, the dogim, the yard. And then it's not enough just to give him oil and pulse. You also have to give him fish and vegetables. If he is known, then you have to give him according to his covet. Regarding Shabbos, the Rambam said that you have to give him three meals. However, regarding other days, it would seem that you could give him two meals. And that is actually how the Rambam had explained it in the previous chapter, in Perek Vav, Alocha Ches, regarding when you're giving him some different types of fruits and vegetables, how much you have to give him. It came out that it had to be two meals. However, because of Kavod Shabbos, you have to give him another meal, which is for Shabbos, and also fish and vegetables. Test. If a poor man does not want to accept tzedakah, so then you should like trick him, get around it, and you should get him to accept it as a gift, or as a loan. If you have a rich man who is very stingy and he starves himself with his money and he does not spend it on food and drink, so then you don't have to pay any attention, you don't have to have any rachmanis on him. Mishen reitz alitin tzedakah. If you have a person who refuses to give tzedakah, eshiitim mat mimashalayla, or he wants to give less than what is fitting for him, so then you have aloch as follows. Bezdin kepnes emaknes emakis mardis. Bezdin can force him to give more tzedakah, and they can even give him disobedience flogging at sheyitin mashamdu alitin, until he will give as much as he was estimated to give. Yadin chasav ben funav, and you can even go down, Bezin goes down to his property and seizes it in his presence. Lechem imenu mashra elitin, and they take from his property what is fit for him to give. And the Rambam finishes this halacha that you can even pawn things in order to give tzedakah, even on Erev Shabbos. The Rambam says a lesson that you can go down to his nechassim in front of him. However, Shalei b'fron of the Gemara says you cannot go and take his nechassim in k'suv b'staf memchess. Only regarding the case if a person went to Medina Siyam and he did not leave for his wife. So then it says over there that Beis and Yordan nechassim zonim u'mefanis nesishtim. They go down to his property and take and support his wife, but not for a different thing. And the Gemara explains what's a davacher. In this case, it means tzedakah. Adam Shur. If you have a certain person who's giving tzedakah way more than he can afford, or he even starves himself, and he gives his money to the gabbai tzedakah in order that he should not be put to shame. Also, you're not allowed to go ask for him tzedakah. And a gabbai tzedakah who humiliates him and comes and asks for him tzedakah, also be par mimenu. You'll have to give an accounting. Shenema upakati al kol lechtov. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah 30:20, I, referring to Hashem, will punish all that oppress them. In fact, the Gemara in Tainus brings down a story on Alozi Ish Birta, who used to give all his money to tzedakah, and the gabayim gabit tzedakah used to run away from him that he shouldn't find him to give tzedakah. Ein peiskin tzedakah al yisaimim v'afilu pidin shvuyim. You cannot assess tzedakah on Yisaimim, even if it's regarding a case of ransom of captives, which is the highest sort of tzedakah. Although they have a lot of money. And however, if the judges decide to assess for them tzedakah in order to acquire for them a good name, then it is permitted. If you have the collectors of tzedakah, so they can accept contributions from women and from slaves or from children, providing it is a small amount and not a large amount. Because if it will be a large amount, then it's presumed that it was stolen or extorted from another person. The kamu mutchalahem, what is considered a small amount? It all depends on the wealth and poverty of their husbands or their masters. If you have a poor person who is your relative, so he has priority when you come to give tzedakah over other people. If you have the poor people of your family, they come, their priority over the poor people of the city. The poor people of your city come before poor people of another city. To your brothers, to the poor ones, to the despondent, to those who are even poorer in your land. Evian is table hold over. And the Sefri says on the Pasuk that it says, Me'echad achecha bechad sharecha. Me'echad achecha teaches you that your brother from your father comes before your brother from your mother. Bechad sharecha teaches you that the dwellers of your city come before the dwellers of other cities. If a person went on business to another city, and the inhabitants of that city assessed him that he should give tzedakah, so he has to give tzedakah to the poor of that city. That being he, the city had already assessed him to give tzedakah, and he is a single person, so then he becomes a bottle. No, regarding all the people of the city, and he can't ask it back to take it to the people of his city. However, if it was many people who went to the other city on business, and they were assessed for tzedakah nation, they give it. However, so when they return home, they have to take with them the money they were assessed for tzedakah and contributed to the poor of their city. And now the Rambam says that if there was a scholar in charge of the tzedakah in the city, they should give it to him, and he should distribute it as he sees fit. If a person says, give 200 dinar to this shul, or give a sefer Torah to this shul, so yitnu lebeisek nesach shuragalei, to which shul should it be given? It should be given to the shul which he regularly attends. V'mhayu ragal l'shnayim, if he used to attend two shul, yitnu l'shnayim, it should be given to both of them, half of this and half of this. And regarding a sefer Torah, the Radvaz says that each shul should read it like a few weeks here, a few weeks there. If a person says, give 200 dinar for the poor, then they should be given to the poor of that city. And then the first one explained, being over here, he just said, aniyim stam, without specifying what kind of ani, so you don't say that he intended to give it to his aniyim who were craving, but rather it goes to the aniyim of that city.